880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to episode number 136 of Freed on Business. We're going to talk real estate capital markets with Kevin Miliff. We're going to talk office technology with Peter Cassis. We're going to discuss email marketing, opt-in email marketing with Adam Taub. We're going to have our executive health and wellness section this week. We're going to have Lolly Green, MSW, and Matt's going to talk to us about how to prepare good chicken soup. It's not just chicken, you know, and it's a real healthy thing. Victor Franks, well, he's back from the Great White North, but he's out on a cruise. That's what I'd do when I came back to I'd come back to town from the mountains. He'll be with us next week. So make sure you stick with us for today's show. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Let's get started right now with some listener emails. We're going to get to the listener emails as soon as Juan cues up my main man, Barry.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right, Juan. Thanks for taking care of me. Matt!
Is it time?
It's time, Matt.
Oh, I got it right this time.
Exactly.
Wow.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Wow. Yeah, that's the day, man. It's almost over, but we're just beginning. So
exactly.
Let's get busy.
Yes. Tell me what we got, Matt.
We got Charlene in Miami Gardens.
Oh, hey, Charlene. Thanks for listening to the show.
I want to start a catering business. I love the associates in business and their tips on websites. Should I have my own website, completed prior to opening the business?
Well, Charlene, you probably should have your website open before you going before you open for business. If nothing else, make sure you have what I would call a landing pad, where it simply says under construction and gives out your basic information. If you're going to start your business, make sure you have your brochure and your virtual business ready to go. And yes, the associates can help you. They'll be on next week. Make sure to listen in again. They'll have more tips about things like how to write a good Twitter. Tweet. Matt, what's up next, bud?
We got Stan the Man in Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Hey, and congratulations to the Cardinals for their world championship. What's Stan got to say?
You mean Stan the Man, yeah.
Stan the Man, yeah.
I'm working on a purchase of a commercial property, and I need to close really fast. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. We're actually in the process of closing on a loan where we are the actual direct lender right now for somebody acquiring a commercial property loan. And then they will get title to us through a variety of legal mechanisms, and we will get clear title. So, yes, we can help you close a loan fast. We just got a loan submission in today. We'll close that perhaps even before Thanksgiving. It's really only going to be slowed down by the legal process and Kevin's ability to put together the numbers for me. We'll talk to Kevin more about how to get your property financed a little bit later in the show. Make sure you stick around. Stan, thanks for writing in. What else, Matt?
Hey, we got Paul up in Boynton Beach.
Hey, Paul, thanks for listening up there in Broward, man.
That's actually Palm.
Boynton is Palm Beach?
It's still. You know how I know?
Because you drive there.
Well, yeah, my parents live there.
Okay.
A little shout out to Mom and Dad.
Hey, shout out to Matt's Mom and Dad, and sorry to all of Palm Beach County and Boynton Beach.
I have way too many credit card bills, and I just lost my job. I'm current, but I have a great credit score as well. Should I borrow against my home? You know, it's free and clear.
Well, Paul, that really is your business decision that you need to make. I think that you have to realize that borrowing against your home without an income isn't going to be as easy as you think, and it's going to cost you a heck of a lot of money. You're better off potentially changing your lifestyle a little bit, tamping down your expenses, and keeping that equity safe for a rainy day, if it still even exists. And before you go out there and spend a lot of money, why don't you go try to get an appraisal, see what it's worth, and realize that you're not going to get the deal you think, and it's not going to be that easy. It's much easier to go out and get another job, so I suggest that. But if you need to, there's lots of ways to take care of those credit cards. It will impact your credit score in the short term. If you're going to go try to deal with getting your debt consolidated or reduced, make sure that you work with a firm that's experienced and has the ability to bring you a lawyer if you need it. Matt, what's next?
We got Josh in Miami Beach.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for listening, bud.
I see that there are more job openings posted by firms across the country. Is the recession over?
Well, you do see jobs posted, and they are in a lot of parts of the country. There's jobs posted down here in real estate even. There's jobs available out there. The thing you have to make sure of is that you're focusing on a sector that you want to be in and that you're focusing on a region that you want to be in. I've seen many jobs advertised for senior level to junior level to entry level all across the country. It just depends on whether or not you want to move. But make sure that you call into the region and talk to people you know that are in that business, because what you hear on the street may be completely different from the actual facts on the grounds. Hit me again, Matt.
We got Steve in Orlando.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for listening in from the Big O, land of the mouse.
He says he's got a lot of cash in the bank and he's earning nothing. What else should he do?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. One of the things that we're doing to get yield on our money is lending it out in these quick closing loans. We're getting excellent interest rates. We're getting points. We're well within the legal parameters of loan amounts and interest rates and actual effective rate. So if we can help you, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Again, 305-854-5000, extension 222, and we'll see if we can help you. Matt, what's next?
Jimmy, also in Orlando.
It's a big day for the Mouse Town.
I see housing prices are declining in China. Is this a leading indicator?
Well, just think about this, Jimmy. What happened when housing prices started to decline here? It's something called the wealth effect. People feel less wealthy, so they spend less. They have less to spend, they spend less. Their house price keeps dropping, they get scared. We know what's going on. China apparently has been bulking up their economy with a bunch of artificial stimulants that they're now backing off of. It'll be interesting to see how this dovetails with what may or may not happen in Europe and the impact that this all has on the U.S. financial markets. And I'm not going to look at a single day's trading or even a week's trading, but over time, this is a serious issue. But in the end, America will come back, America will be great, and America will come back to its point of dominating the economy in the international sector for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the productivity of our workforce. Matt.
Sarah.
Yes.
No, Sarah is the one who wrote in.
Yeah, what does she have to
say?
She's
in Coral Gables. She said it was great to meet you at the 880 event. Did you have fun?
I had a great time, Sarah. Met a lot of the fans out there. We had an absolutely wonderful time. The Mayfair was gorgeous. I love that little hotel. It's really neat. Coconut Grove is a wonderful place to be, and the folks that turned out for the 880 event were absolutely dynamite. We met a lot of our fans out there. So, Sarah, great to meet you out there, and please make sure to keep listening for our future remote events. We'd love to see you again, and make sure you bring your friends next time. Matt, one more.
Wally in Miami.
Yeah, hey.
Wally is an entrepreneur. Sounds like 2.5 Men guy.
Hey, keep going.
All right. He's got a lot of cash. He wants to know what's a good business to get into right now.
Well, if you've got a lot of cash, as I mentioned earlier, one of the good businesses to get in right now is lending to people that need loans but can't get them. We had a guy earlier who had a good credit score, had no loan on his house, and had lost his job. So if you feel comfortable about how you're going to value the house and you're looking to make some collateralized loans, that might be a place to go. If it's something you're interested in doing, I can introduce you to people that originate this kind of business. You can give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matt, do we have anybody else?
We do. We have a few, actually.
Well, let's keep rolling.
John in Doral. When the big storm hit last week, we lost all our power and lots of data. How do I prevent that from happening in the future?
Well, John, I'm not really a technical wizard. I'm the guy that's out there in the middle of the lightning storm with the kite and the key tied to the end to see if Ben Franklin was really right. But if you want to make sure that your data and business functions are up and running, stay tuned, because we're going to have Peter Cassis on the show in just a few minutes. And Peter from PDC Consulting can help you out. I know that he kept us high and dry and running throughout the storms, and I know that he could probably have some good pearls of wisdom for you. And besides that, he had a Red Bull. He's raring to go. Matt, one more.
Doris in Aventura.
Hey, Doris, thanks for listening up to us. Thanks for listening to us up by the county line. I'll continue to keep talking as long as my tongue will work.
There you go. My husband recently passed. Sorry, Doris.
Sorry, Doris.
He handles all of our insurance. I'm really scared about the Medicaid stuff. It's You know, do you think Matt can help?
Well, Matt,
I think I can. First of all, it's probably the Medicare, but that's okay, and I'm happy to help, and that's what I do. I like to look after people, so give me a call at 305-215-7881, and I'll be sure to help you out any way I can, and I'm sure we'll figure out what the right course of action is to proceed.
Matt, what was your number again?
305-215-7881.
All right. God bless you, Doris. I hope you make it out, and Matt would be happy to help you out. What do you got for me next?
Larry, I think things are getting better. I'm buying loans and flipping them. It's a good business.
Well, Larry, it is a good business. I know a number of people that are doing this, and if you have an in at the bank and you're willing to pay the price and able to close quickly and then are willing to turn around and take terms or wait a little bit longer for somebody to close, you'll make money on that arbitrage. So I think you've got a pretty good niche there. If we can help you out, give me a call at 305-854-5000.
We got
extension 222.
Oh, yeah. And then we still got Juan in San Juan. That sounds like a commercial. Juan in San Juan. Love the show. Can you help me get a loan?
Yeah, of course I can. You've heard me now a bunch of times, and you'll hear Kevin and I talk about it in a little while. We can certainly help you get a loan. There's loans available. The sources of the loans are different than they were just a few months ago. And Kevin and I are going to specifically talk about what to do if you got a loan commitment and that was pulled and you need to close quickly. We'll talk about that more on the show with Kevin Miliff after our break. It's coming up in just in a few minutes. Matt, you got anything else for me?
Yeah, I got Sunny in Miami.
Hey, Sunny, how you doing, bud?
Well, she just got a bill from the urgent care center she went to. And she said they treated it like an emergency room visit. It's going to cost her about $1,000.
Yeah, I know. That's something that's been going on more and more here locally. You have to be real careful about what your coverage is, as I'm sure Matt will tell you.
Yeah, you got to be careful, but you know, you definitely have to read the fine print of your policy.
Yeah, but I think what's been going on is that they're billing people under the code that it's an emergency room visit at some of these urgent care centers that are run by the hospitals, and you got to make sure before you check in to one of these urgent care centers how they're going to bill you and make sure that you're not going to get the old you-know-what in the you-know-where.
The whammy.
Exactly. So be careful. It's your money. Watch it. Matt, what else we got, bud?
We got Pete in Gainesville.
All right, Pete, thank you for listening there in Hogtown.
Keep up the good work. I'm concerned that no one running for president has a clear vision of how to get the economy on track. It's scary.
Well, I think that if you want to make our economy based on pizza delivery, the Republicans' leading candidate really has a lock on what's going on. However, he does not know how to handle the press corps, and in the end, that may be what brings him down. We don't talk a lot of politics here, but I will talk about the economy part. Yeah, and listening to the people that are running for the Republican ticket, it's very difficult to determine what their real vision of the future is. They all have different spins on taxes that we know they'll never get passed. So it's very difficult to figure out what their real plan for the economic future of our country is. It's obvious that the current administration's taken a track that diverged from how we solved the last economic crisis. I think that if they simply would put all of the assets into a pool and allow them to clear at market prices, we'd have short-term pain, but in the long term, we'd already have our economy back on track. So I think whoever wins in the next round better have a good, solid plan for making sure our assets get pushed out and that we get recapitalized and the credit flows quickly and easily to the people who deserve it and need it. The small business people of America that will create the jobs and bring us back to recovery. Matt, give me some more.
We got Penny, our friend Penny from Boca.
Hey, Penny, how you doing?
She wants to know when the next remote is happening. She says she missed you and me.
Well, we're not sure when the next remote is, Penny, and I was sort of hoping that you'd show up because I'd love to see you interact with Matt in person for a change.
We can talk about that later, Jim.
Okay. But in any event, we would have cops if she was a real weirdo, Matt.
Thank you. I'm glad about this.
Penny, I'm sorry. I know you're not a weirdo. Matt is, though, so you better
watch
be careful.
All right, moving right along here, Jim. We got Paul in Cutler Bay.
Hey, Paul, thanks for listening. What do you got?
I got a nice house, and I've not paid my mortgage for a year.
Oh, you're the problem, dude.
I just got paperwork in the mail. What should I do?
Well, what you should do is pay your mortgage, but since you decided not to do that, what you should do is realize that you're in a legal predicament. The bank's got an attorney, and you should, too. So you need to make sure that the bank that you go out and you find good, credible legal counsel, make sure that they've got experience. At this point, you should be able to see the track record of whatever attorney you sign up with and make sure that you do it as soon as possible, because if you wait until you get to court, it will be too late. They won't have any mercy on you. They'll just kick you to the street. So if you're not paying your mortgage and you in the foreclosure process, team up with an attorney. Matt, hit me again, bud.
You got Eddie in Margate.
Hey, Eddie.
Are we looking at a long-term decrease in our quality of life, or is America going to bounce back?
Well, I could tell you this, is that I personally believe that America will bounce back. But let's think about this for a minute. You've got a burgeoning middle class in China, India, and other emerging markets like Brazil and Russia. What do they want? The same things we want and we have. So you're going to have more and more competition for the same decreasing number of resources, and it's a challenge. Will we continue to have our high quality of life here in America? I believe we will. I believe in the resiliency of the American people. I believe that America is great and will continue to become greater. So if you're going to bank on something, bank on America. I can tell you this, the rest of the world is. Matt, give me more.
Andy in Fort Lauderdale. Joe Pa, any thoughts?
P-I-G. You know, anybody who can hear somebody report that a small child is being abused needs to be reported and dealt with accordingly. We had a debate yesterday in our office before noon how long Joe Pa would last. I put the over-under on at midnight of that night because there's absolutely no way that any organization should be allowed to function like that. I don't care if he did the legally responsible thing. He didn't do the right thing. The right thing is when you see a child that's in danger, you've got to realize that you're the power in that place. You're the one that everybody's afraid of. So if you speak up, things will stop. If you remain silent and do not get involved, these things will happen. We've had Lauren Book on our show, and we've talked about the abuse that children are subjected to at all times. It is just not right. This ain't the rant time, but I'm going to rant about this. It's just not right. We have to protect our children. We have to provide them with good, safe, educational experiences. And if you're a public employee, which those people at Penn State were, it's your duty to us as a citizen to stop that kind of thing from happening. Those kids were victimized, and they shouldn't have been. After the first incident was seen, somebody should have stopped that guy. Oh, man, that just gets me so disgusted.
Thanks.
Come on, what do you got, Matt? No dead air on this show.
All right. Owen Implantation. I own a great piece of real estate, free and clear. Need money to pay my taxes by the end of the year. Can you help me?
Yeah, I just got a loan request like that in here in my office earlier today. Somebody who owns a property that's worth $25 million free and clear needs a couple of million bucks fast to pay their taxes by the year end. Yes, we're going to help that person. Kevin and I are going to leave here later today and go and do a write-up and present it to our loan committee probably tomorrow or Saturday and hopefully have this loan approved and the legal documents working sometime by the middle or end of next week. So if that's something that can help you, boy, that Joe Pa question really got me going. If that's something that can help you, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matt, we've got time for one more question.
Mark, he's from Miami Lakes.
Oh, excellent.
I'm closing in on retirement, but spent all my savings living through the Great Recession. What should I do?
Keep on working, dude. There's nothing much more you can do, unfortunately. This is something that's happening to a lot of people. I have friends that have been out of work for a long time, decided to retire, and then they move away, and it's just it's horrible what's going on. They're just change careers. But, Matt, what do you think this guy should do?
The same thing. He's got to go back to work, unfortunately. I mean, look, anybody can look at their portfolio and help them make suggestions, and I'm happy to do that. But I would tell you that, you know, cash flow is king.
All right. Well, that's from our retirement expert. If they want to talk to you, how do they get you, Matt?
305-215-7881.
We'll be right back after this short message with Kevin Miller from the Aztec Group. Kevin and I will be talking about what to do if your lenders pulled your loan commitment.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Can everybody hear me? All right. Great. Excellent. I just want to make sure that we got it going today. I want to welcome Kevin Milliff to the show. Kevin is director of the Capital Markets Group of Aztec Group. We're going to discuss today what to do if your loan commitment has not made. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to go to our Facebook page. You can win a free night at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club. I want to thank Matt Gold for sponsoring the contest. Go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/freedombusiness to enter. Make sure you pass this on to your contacts. New friends will get a chance to win one free night at the Naples Hotel and Golf Club, Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club. They're great people out there. The Watkins family's owned it for a long, long time. Great location right on the beach. You're going to want to make sure you enter and win. Now, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Jim. Sorry, hey, it's been a long day.
Yeah, good day to you. Well, that's what you get for underwriting all those loans all day long and looking at the screen and typing and talking. I mean, you got a real big deal going on there.
Absolutely. Year end is always, it's a fun time, holidays coming up, but everyone wants to get a deal done before the year end.
That's right. Everybody wants to get a deal done.
We make sure we get it done.
Yeah, well, can we? That's the big question out there. If somebody needs some money, can we get it to them?
You still can do it. There still is time. You know, we work around the clock. Everyone in the real estate industry, all the service providers, attorneys, appraisers, consultants, everyone understands this is the busy time. There's always the crunch to get the deals done before the year end. The bank notes that you're talking about, when banks sell these loans, they always decide to sell them just before the quarter's up. So there's going to be a big push in the next few weeks to get bank notes closed as well.
Well, that's great. That's good news for us because we can help you buy those bank notes. If people need some help doing that, they can give me a call at 305-854-5000. Extension 222 for me. Kevin, what's your extension?
I'll give them out my direct number, actually, 305-938-8623.
Yeah, that's because you can't remember your extension. That's why. I had to call you direct from the office today because I didn't know your extension either. You need an easy one like me, 222. I love that. Now, Kevin, we've heard on the street that there have been people that have been getting commitments and then backing out off of the commitments. Is that really happening out there?
It is. In fact, he actually met with some lenders this week, and you know, they told us the only way you know when a bank's committed to giving you your loan is when they send you the wire confirmation.
Oh, wow, that's bad. But that's really what's going on out there.
That's when you know the loan's good, is when you actually have the money. We've seen deals a few weeks ago. The CMBS market, you know, was blowing up all over again. It seems to have calmed down at this point in time.
That's where the Wall Street guys make loans, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
In fact, Goldman or RBS and Wells Fargo just did a big securitization last week. Pricing came in good on that, so the market's content right now. There seems to be able to get stuff done.
Okay, so if somebody needs to refinance their property, even if your loan's not due right now, if it's coming due next year, you can't predict what's going to happen next year, so you really need to give us a call, and we can help you out. And don't leave yourself just a short window, because you'll then be at the whims of the onerous hard money lenders, the gap lenders, the gap refi guys, and they just want big money. It's not a place you want to be. You'd rather be getting in the box of that securitization deal. Am I right, Kev?
No, absolutely. You know, at least in the securitization world, if you have time, you can talk to numerous lenders. You can shop them against each other. You can find the best deal, find the deal that works for you. Once you pass that window, you need to close really, really quickly. Or if you're in a bad situation where no sort of regular bank or CMBS lender will do your loan, then you got to go to these other group of guys that know the situation you're in and are going to try and get as much out of you as they can.
Yeah, but they're also real estate lenders. So if you have a good piece of real estate, that's probably not a bad way to go if you can negotiate a decent rate and stuff like that. Now, what other trends are you seeing? We now saw that the CMBS on Wall Street closed. That went off okay. So that means the market's healthy right now.
I'd say it's far from healthy, Jim.
Okay, good. Just I'm asking
closed,
your opinion.
No, it's better than it was before, but it's nowhere near where it was a couple years ago, and we'll probably not get to that point at the height of the market. You know, people are still very nervous. People still don't understand exactly what values are. You know, the way these bonds are tranched, they have a full level, and if I'm getting in too much detail, please let me know. The top part of the bond that they sell is that very safe piece. That piece sells fine. There's no problem with it. People want that piece. It goes up to, you know, right now it's about 70% of the amount of the loan.
Okay.
Once you get from that 70% to the 100% part of the loan, mm-hmm. it gets a little more dicey. The back piece of that deal is what in CMBS term is called the B piece.
Right.
Only a few buyers around the country for those pieces of loans, and those prices go up, you know, where the primary piece will go up 10 basis points, 20 basis points, 30 basis points, that back piece of the loan goes up hundreds of basis points, and that screws up the entire pricing on the entire loan.
Well, you know, that's really where the problems have been is getting the risk wrung out of the system, and I guess we'll continue to see that even with these declining values. And now, Kevin, what about all these properties that are coming up in the next few years for refinancing if the system is not as nimble and flexible and easy to clear transactions through? It seems to me that there's some opportunity coming for people that want to buy notes and mortgages at a discount and get a control of property at a very good basis.
There actually are. And a lot of the servicers, it started out, they weren't really doing that many deals. And
servicers are the guys that control the loans.
Correct.
Okay.
The servicers have now moved a lot of the smaller deals that a lot of your listeners, you know, by smaller deals, we're talking $1 to $10 million deals.
The individual entrepreneur deal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Smaller retail centers, smaller apartment buildings, those sorts of things. Those are actually getting auctioned off now. There's a big auction coming up in a few days, and we've seen a huge push that these loans take as much time to deal with, whether it's a $5 million loan or a $50 million loan. There's still the same brain damage involved. These servicers haven't grown that much in size. They want to get a lot of these smaller loans off their books. So we've seen an increased transaction activity with a lot of these sort of $1 to $10 million loans from both banks and from CMBS servicers.
Well, you know, the year-end closing, then we start next year again. Are you looking at new business for next year yet?
Oh, we absolutely are.
Okay.
You know, we look at our pipeline. We never want to have – our pipeline can never be big enough. You know, there are deals that need that sort of – that growing stage. And so we put a deal. There are deals we look at. We're underwriting. Many of the deals we do, they've died two or three times. You know, we always joke around, a deal always has seven lives.
Nah, that's our specialty.
Everything always – a lot of times a deal will go away. Someone else outbid us on a deal. And sure enough, we get a call 2 weeks later and saying, oh, that person didn't close. I guess it really wasn't that. Or is your bid still good at that number you put in a couple weeks ago?
So, you know, in wrapping up, the real takeaway here is that there is the ability to fund your loan still through the end of the year. There is the ability to get things accomplished. And there's still good traction for next year.
No, there absolutely is. And, you know, what we had talked about, there's that second group of lenders, the bridge lenders, the so-called hard money lenders that specialize in that short window of activity from 2 weeks to 30 days, anything within that. They have their money sitting ready to go. They have documentation ready to go. This is their business. They're used to reacting in that 14 to 30-day window where they'll actually close a loan.
All right. Well, Kevin, again, you're with the Aztec Group. You're managing director of our capital markets group. Again, if people want to get a hold of you, that's what's your 305-938-8623? All right. 305-938-8623 for Kevin. 305-854-5000, extension 222 for me. Give us a call if we can help you with the capital markets. We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to talk to Peter Cassis, president of PDC Technologies. We're going to talk about what to do when a big storm hits.
Thanks, Jim.
You got it.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to more Freed on Business. We've got Peter Cassis from PDC Technologies. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going great. Now, Peter, it must have been pretty busy for you with the rain that we had the last couple of weeks. I know at our office building, they're still trying to recover from it. They're still doing tests and trying to pump groundwater out, and most of the elevators don't even work. But one thing that never stopped working was our computer technology, and thank you for making sure that we had at least a semi-disaster-proof technology system. But I know that we had an email from one of our listeners earlier in the day who did have a data outage, inability to access their office technology. How does somebody position themselves so that that doesn't happen again?
Absolutely. Well, weather certainly plays, wreaks havoc on several factors. One, you have power. You have to have reliable power backup systems, whether you have battery backups, whether you have, generators for your building. So that's an issue that we certainly make sure you're covered there. Also, your telecom services. You have to have reliable internet and phone service. A lot of clients try to save money by going to a service like Comcast. They're very cheap, provide very fast internet, but they're not reliable at all. You know, AT&T has their DSL package. That's not reliable to run a business. We, Aztec Group has very good service with Windstream Communications. We have several T1s that are bonded together, and, you guys never had a hiccup at all.
Oh, no, and it rocks. Our computer system and our technology access rocks. And, in fact, we're talking right now about putting that same access into my home because when the lights go out at the office, they just go on at the house.
Absolutely. So we can talk about... We're authorized vendors for Windstream. We can put in T1 services. We can do a little more, some of the more popular services now are fiber. You can do very high-speed fiber optic connections. If you have multiple offices, we can link them without any equipment. You could have one big virtual, LAN connecting all different sites, whether you're local or whether you're, in a different state.
And so that's something that can help people with security, especially if they're in another state. They can back up to, you know, each state can back up to the other so that they don't get the same exposure.
Sure. The connections are encrypted, they're secure, and they're very reliable. Absolutely.
And so that's one way, is to make sure that you've got the right data flow situation.
Sure.
Now, what's another thing that you can help people if they're facing a disaster situation?
Well, in your case in particular, it was tricky because the building actually suffered some damage, whereas access was limited. The elevators were flooded. Parking garage was flooded. So there was very limited access to the building itself. And you guys being on the top floor, it was difficult to gain access to the office. So what we did is, you know, previous to this, obviously we had a remote connection set up. So almost all the users were actually working remotely from the house.
Yeah, I worked from home. I wasn't climbing those 14 flights.
Sure. Yeah, so setting up reliable remote connections, whether we set up a dedicated server for remote access, we could configure each remote local workstation for remote access. So there's different ways we can connect. Now you have all these cloud-based services with, you know, you have your iPad, you have your iPhone. We can synchronize your email so that way you don't have to be in the office, but you can access your email, synchronize your contacts, calendars. We can do all of those things for you.
So you can actually create a software bundle, a technology bundle, an equipment bundle, and put all that together and make sure it's safe, secure, and operates efficiently. Now, you've talked in the past about the fact that you're a dealer for certain equipment. Does that mean that you can help your customers get discounts when they buy equipment?
Absolutely. We are vendors for over a dozen major hardware manufacturers, software vendors. We're Dell certified channel partners. So we can get you great deals on Dell equipment, Dell servers. We're HP vendors. Pretty much any server. If you're looking to make a substantial purchase or investment in your business, you certainly need to talk to us because we can get you a good deal. If you're looking to just replace individual workstations, you know, again, any type of hardware, software related purchase, let us know.
And how does somebody let you know, Peter? What's your phone number? What's your email address? How about your website?
Sure. Phone number is 1-877-732-0678, or the website is www.pdctech.com.
Yeah, I know. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Gus from PDC for helping me troubleshoot my computer yesterday. Gus, you're the man, no matter what Peter says when he's PO'd.
Gus is a good guy.
Gus is terrific. In fact,
so is Teddy.
All the guys and the ladies too at PDC are terrific. Everybody's been absolutely terrific. And we all know that the most important person at PDC is the person that backs you up at home, Peter.
There you go.
Now, we've talked a little bit about data recovery. We've talked about security in a storm. What do you recommend for somebody who's a small business person? How big should they go? Should they start out small, buy something that's scalable? Should they start out with something big and grow into it? What do you think that the small business person needs to do when they're looking at their technology needs as a startup?
Sure. Well, every client is a different scenario. So, you know, give us a call. We'll go in. We'll do a free site assessment. We'll evaluate your business process and figure out what you need, put together a solution that works for you. I know your listener earlier wrote the email that they had lost some data.
Yeah. Can you help somebody if they lose data?
Yeah, absolutely. We have many different backup options. We can do local backups. We have a secure rack space and a hosting facility here that you know, provides all kinds of site synchronization services. We can provide you, you know, we're there for you to make sure that you continue on as a business, that you don't lose data. I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous now these days with all the different options out there to not have reliable backups.
Yeah, it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever to not have a backup. I know that I have so many redundant backups that my backups have backups, and that's one of the things we're working on is to getting my backup backed up so that it's backed up appropriately. Juan, you got to get your computer, your phone off the desk, man. Boy, I love you, Juan, but only in the business sense, of course. Now,
of course.
Not that there'd be anything wrong with anything. So now we're backed up. We've got everything taken care of. Now, we talked a little bit about data recovery. You really didn't address it. Can you really recover data from somewhere?
Absolutely. Again, we have different levels of backing up data. We can do real-time backup where it's backing up every single second of the day. So if you have somebody that accidentally deletes something, you know, we can go back within 5 minutes and recover that data. And obviously, you know, we have off-site backup services that we do a full backup of your entire business every night. if, you know, the building burns down, your server blows up, well, we have a full backup of that, and we have different options as to how quickly you can get back online with that data.
Yeah, I know. I've done everything from backing up in the cloud to backing up to a Western Digital hard drive. What's the best thing to do as far as backing up? You know, maybe we need to get to that next time.
All right.
All right.
No,
let's leave something out there for everybody to listen the next time. We'll talk about that next time. Peter, again, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Not a problem. 877-732-0678 or our website, www.pdctech.com. That's TECH.com.
All right, and we're going to keep up with our theme of office technology and small business technology with our old friend Adam Taub. Adam, are you out there, bud?
You bet I am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm opting in to talking to you.
Good. I'm glad. Now, good to talk to you, man. I'm sorry I missed last week.
Oh, no problem. We had audio problems. It's better that you're on this week anyway.
Gotcha.
You know, and now we've been having some great opt-in emails. We've been getting some great people at the event last week. It would have been great if you showed up because some of the fans that you hit were there.
I would have loved to. I really would have. It was, talking about storms and all, we had a network storm over here, and it was very, very heartbreaking, but we had good technology backing us up, too. So,
well, that's why people work with Estrella.
Hit home.
That's why we work with Estrella. That's why I have all my data stored up there on my lists and everything with you. That's why I bank on you to bank my database.
There you go.
Now, we've been out there reaching out to people. What have you been seeing as you review the statistics on the show? What have you been doing, and how is it working? We've been at it almost a year now.
Well, this week I wanted to talk to you about something new. Which
oh,
is
good.
The new data that we're bringing in.
Oh, tell me.
It's actually going to affect you in a positive way because it's going to get you new subscribers that we can mail to. I mean, it's been wonderful that we've been working together for probably about a year now, and we've been going back out to that list, letting people know every week what the show is going to be like, which
right.
is excellent. But,
excellent, cool.
Now we're going to have the opportunity, because we've been working so hard on data acquisition, to be able to have new subscribers for you to go to. So you're going to have new listeners.
Excellent.
Next week. So
excellent.
I know that excites you.
Oh, and I hope it excites them, too.
And that should also, of course, be of interest to any business owner that is looking to do any type of advertising, that we're really, really very, very highly focusing on data acquisition, fresh opt-in names, and, of course, that's going to help anybody that wants to advertise.
Yeah, now's the big season for you. Isn't opt-in email very, very big in mobilizing people this time of year for the holiday shopping and the Internet? People that read the opt-in emails must shop online, too.
You are 100% right, and that's the reason why we've been focusing so much lately is because we have a large demand for advertisers. Of course, this is going to be, the season for people, for marketers to get back on the bandwagon and make some money. So they're coming to companies like us, helping us, having us help them create dollars and create sales and leads and all that other good stuff.
Well. Now, we've got great traction with the show. We've now got new lists. You've been helping small businesses here for quite some time, and I know that you help some of the biggies, too. I love the fact that we're in the same group with some of your big national and international clients. What are the similar types of services that you can offer the small business person that the big people use? Because I got to believe that you give the same level of service to everybody.
Yeah, we really do. One of the things that's of the utmost importance to us is that every customer feel like they're our best and biggest customer. And so we're really, really conscious of that. So even if there are specific customers where it's a small order or, they have a very small budget to work with, we'll still give them a lot of value for that money, and we will treat them like they're a million-dollar customer. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, we can help any business with any type of online advertising need. So that, of course, starts with opt-in email, but it also is online ad placements and social media and anything that has to do with media on the Internet. You want to advertise on the Internet, we're the people to talk to.
Yeah, well, if they want to talk to you, how do they get a hold of you, Adam?
Well, that's simple. They can call, email, they can check us out online. The easiest way would be to go to our website and check out all the things that we have to offer. So go to EstrellaMarketing.com. That's Estrella marketing.com. Or if you prefer to chat, give us a call toll free, 866 378-7352.
Well, Adam, thanks again, as always, for helping us build our business. We look forward to having you on again real soon again to talk about the opt-in email marketing. And again, thank you, as always, Adam Taub, president of Estrella Marketing.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break with Matt and Lolly in the Executive Wellness segment.
The thing that Jammin was a thing of the past. The Jammin. And I hope the Jammin's gonna last. No bullet to stop us now. We need to beg, no, we won't
bow. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much, Juan. I appreciate coming back like that, blasting off into my own ear, but it was a lot of fun. Now we've got the Executive Health and Wellness segment on, and we're going to talk with Lolly Green, MSW, and then Matt's going to talk about chicken soup, and maybe Lolly should stick on the phone with us during Matt's segment, because Lolly, you are the queen of chicken soup. And thank you. Thank you. Lolly, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jim. And you, how are you?
I'm doing great, too. But before we get started, I want to remind everybody that we have our contest running on Facebook. So make sure you go to Freed on Business's Facebook page at www.facebook.com/freedonbusiness to enter. And you'll win a free night stay at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club. I want to thank Matt Gold for sponsoring the contest. The Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club is owned by the Watkins family for many generations. It's a beautiful hotel right on the beach in Naples. And Lolly, what's up this week? What are we going to talk about?
Okay, Jim. Today, what we're talking about involves your pen or pencil or your open your computer, if you use a computer to type in. This is an activity, and this activity is, well, you know I'm a therapist, right? You
of course
that.
I know. You're my mother.
Well, okay. Well, we don't have to go into that, but I am a therapist.
You are a therapist, an MSW, I know.
Yes, and this is a therapeutic activity that can help you to get a better handle on who you are and what you're doing and why. And you have to pick up your pen or pencil, get started, and select and write down at least three events that you consider invaluable, that contributed to the person you are today. And while you're doing it, you remind yourself why these events are so important. That's the first step. Step two, try to identify at least three people, they can be alive or dead, people who played a special role in your life, and name the main quality that they brought to your life, and write this down on your pad. Third step, state your primary goal for your life. You have to take your time with this one. This is a heavy-duty exercise if you really do it. The bottom line here is that sometimes in our rush, we forget who we are, what we're doing, and why. We all have special qualities. When we enter a situation, we bring those qualities with us. And other people benefit from the fact that we've decided to share some of our precious time with them. We choose what we're going to do on any day, and we choose the people that we're with, and they receive the benefit of the special person we are. Try to remember that and let your light shine on others.
Well, Lolly, your light always shines on me and everybody that you always get anywhere near and get a chance to touch. Now, if somebody wanted to follow up with you and get some more information or talk to you as a therapist, how would they do that?
Well, I can be reached at lgreen661@aol.com. Anytime anyone wants to chat or just drop me a line, lgreen661@aol.com. I'll be happy to have an exchange of information. Whatever they need therapeutically, I'm available.
All right. Well, Lolly, thanks for calling in, and thanks for giving us chicken soup for our soul. And now we're going to have Matt come on the line with us, and Matt's going to talk about chicken soup for your belly. Thanks again to Lolly.
Great.
All right, Mom. Soup. You're the best. See you soon.
Righto.
Okay, bye-bye. Matt, so tell me about chicken soup.
Oh, you got to love chicken soup. Who doesn't love chicken soup?
They even wrote a book series about chicken soup.
It's chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah, before we get going, I wanted to thank you for sponsoring this month's contest with the Naples Beach Hotel and Club. We've gotten a great response. We're getting lots of people that are fanning the page. And please, everybody, make sure that Matt, you support Matt by going to www.facebook.com/freedombusiness to enter into our contest. And we're going to come up with a real good contest for next month, too. So make sure you keep listening, keep friending, tell your friends, and there's going to be some excellent stuff coming down the pike on our next contest. So keep tuned in to hear more about that next contest that'll be starting in just a couple weeks. But Matt, chicken soup, what's up?
Chicken soup, baby. Let me tell you, there's nothing like walking into your house and getting that whiff, that aroma, that comfort food. It just resonates to the soul. I mean, there's something to it.
Well, I find it as I grow up and my mom was making chicken soup around the holidays or if I was sick, it represented love and caring to me.
Without question, and I think that's with everybody. And
now, how do you get started making some good chicken soup?
You got to get a nice big pot.
Okay.
And it can't be aluminum, as our friend Dr. Victor Franks told us.
That's
it's got to
right.
be a big pot, but it can't be aluminum.
Okay.
But now you're going to fill that pot with all the goodness. You're going to take your basics, your onions, your carrots, your celery, all chopped up. Throw them into the pot. You're going to throw in, I like to throw in a whole chicken cut up into eighths. That's the way I like to do it. And just throw the whole chicken right in. And then you fill up the pot with water. And you just fill it a little bit above the mountain of all the foods you just put in there. And then, this is the hard part, you turn the stove on.
So you mean I actually have to boil water?
That's all you got to do.
Jeez, I don't know if I can do that.
I think you can.
Well,
I've made
salad, so I think I can boil water.
Yeah, it's almost as easy as salad. The only difference is you got to put it actually in a pot.
Okay.
And carry it to the stove.
Okay, and then you got to turn the thing on.
You got to turn the thing on.
Oh, I know how to do that. I'm a married man.
That's good. That's important.
Okay.
And now I just let it get to a boil. Once it gets to a boil, then I turn the heat down and just let it simmer. And I like to let it simmer for a good, solid hour.
A little bit of bubble.
That's it. Just let it sit there, baby. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of people do it a lot of different ways. A friend of mine, actually, when it's all done, he takes all the vegetables out, purees them in like a blender.
Oh, it sounds delicious. I love
pours
that stuff.
Pours it back in. Pours it back into the soup to thicken it.
Yeah, you know, that's not such a bad idea. But how about cornstarch? You use a little of that?
You can, but I like to go a la naturel.
Oh, so you like it brothy and
that's,
frothy.
That's the way I like it.
Excellent.
And so what I then do, once the, you know, look, I didn't tell you about salt. I didn't tell you about pepper.
No salt. I'm getting high blood pressure sitting here.
I got to tell you, you do what you need to do. Whether you add it or you don't add it, it's up to you. It's whatever makes sense for you and your lifestyle. But I would tell you, after it's all done, you'll know it's done because you'll taste it. You'll then take it off the stove, let it cool, put it all together, put it right into the fridge, and let it sit for a couple of hours. After a couple of hours, you take it out, you'll notice that all the fat from the chicken has coagulated and come to the top of your soup.
Yeah, you skim that off, right?
Yeah, I do.
That's what I do.
You skim the whole thing off, and then all of a sudden, you have this wonderful broth with very little fat. Now you have a healthy eats.
Oh, that's great, Matt. I love it when you come on and you give me the healthy food tips. Matt Gold, thanks again for sponsoring the Naples Beach Hotel and Club contest. Make sure everybody friends us on Facebook. Do it for Matt. Do it for me. Do it for yourself and to win the trip. Make sure you do that. It's now time for me to enter into my rant. Matt, thanks again for the chicken soup.
My pleasure. Listen, anybody who wants to talk about other types of foods, just, you know, hit it on the Facebook page and tell me what you want me to talk about.
You got it, Matt. Yeah, remember to talk talk about us on the Facebook page, suggest to us who you'd like to hear us interview, who you'd like to bring on the show. And remember, we've got some really excellent contests coming up. They're going to really be engaging. Make sure you stay, you stick and listen. Next week, we're going to have the Associates in Business on. We're going to talk about how to do your website, writing good LinkedIn email messages. And we're also going to have a special guest. We're working real hard to line up one of the people that are in the know about the casino debate. So next week, we're going to be focusing on the casino debate here in South Florida. We're going to bring on a very knowledgeable person, somebody who's been overseas, somebody who knows the Genting stuff, somebody who's been to Las Vegas and knows the other people that are involved, somebody who's been very involved in these negotiations and transactions that are going on around downtown and on now Miami Beach that are focused on the casinos. And we'll be talking about the casino issue next week, or as they like to say, the large destination resort issue next week on the show. We've talked about it a little bit in the rant editorial section. Now we're going to talk about it in the main body. Make sure to tune in on that. Earlier this show, you heard me talk about the problems at Penn State. I'm going to talk about it not from a sexual predator standpoint, but from an organizational failure standpoint. If you run an organization, this is the type of organizational failure you do not want to have in your organization. If one of the most powerful people in your organization knows something and is so powerful that people are afraid to report what that person knows, there's a problem in the organization. Everybody needs to feel comfortable about, I'll just say the word, being a whistleblower. You've got to be able to be motivated to save that young person that you've seen being molested and raped in the shower. What happened at Penn State is absolutely unconscionable. We've talked about it in the past with Lauren Book. It's just absolutely unconscionable that young people today cannot be safe in an environment where they are sent for an education or training or where their parents send them to be safe. It's absolutely a bad thing. And getting back to the destination resort slash casino debate, wherever they put it, I want to make sure that the neighborhood around it gets the benefit of it. Make sure that the money that flows from it flows to the police and the fire and the protection and stuff like that. We have to make sure that the money that's overage from that gets used and pumped back into our education system here in South Florida, because the most important thing about our economy in South Florida is public education. We need public education, and if the casinos are coming, I want them to help us educate our public as free as possible. I want to thank all our sponsors and our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, join the contest, like our show, and tell your friends. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there, make it happen.
Said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't